Mortal, why do you enter my forest? You do not belong here. You are not welcome. That's right. You should be frightened, little one. This is my kingdom, and I am its protector, its queen. No need to introduce yourself. I know of mortals like you. Men. You come to hack and burn and ruin. Destruction is all you know. Thanks to you, I am the last of my kind. The lone survivor of a proud, forgotten race. I am the last guardian. Do not feign ignorance. We have been at war with your kingdoms for centuries. And as long as I breathe, this war is not over. Have you come to finish it? To end what you started? To destroy me and my home? I knew this day would come eventually. Prepare yourself. I will not give up so easily. Do not deny your intentions. I know what you can do, what you will do. It is always the same. You come with axes and torches, burning entire forests to the ground. Deny and deflect. You mortals are so predictable. If you do not come to destroy what is mine, then what is your purpose here? You will find no treasure, no beast to conquer, no helpless young maiden to rescue. There is nothing here for you. So why? Why do you disturb my sacred forest? My name? You. You come to the heart of my woods and you have the gall to ask me my name? You are a bold one, that's for certain. And no, you will not have my name. I will tell none other than a guardian. But just to sate your curiosity, my name is a reflection of my people and me. So you'll just have to imagine what it is. But beautiful? Do not try to flatter me. I mean, I am. But this is war, mind you. This is no time for such ridiculous remarks. Ah, I see it now. I see through your words. Is this your new plan? Your people couldn't kill me with sword or spear, so now you revert to compliments and flattery. And when I have let my guard down, you will drive your blade deep into my heart. Is that it? You are the most insufferable little man to have ever set foot in my forest. The arrogance to think you could win over my heart? That would never happen. I'd rather take your sword and pierce it myself. Why do you say these things? Why do you antagonize me? You are not gaining my favor, and this is my realm. I am in control here. You are strange, even for a human. But I can't help but like you. You have a strong spirit. Not so different from a guardian. But enough of this. No more jokes. Why are you here, mortal? As expected. The fog and the trees are thick, and the path is unclear. By design, of course. You could walk for a fortnight and still come no closer to finding the forest's edge. I assume you want safe passage, then. You want a way out. You were kind to me, as much as that pains me to say. I haven't heard such kind words in a long time. And you do seem genuine. I don't know what it is about you, but I trust your words. I suppose I can give you this, but you are at my mercy, and you must agree to my terms as well. To start, after I have led you to the forest edge, you must never return. Never come back. Never tell another man of my presence here. And lastly, you must give me something in return. But what can you offer me, you ask? You bring with you no jewels or beautiful flowers. You bear nothing but the clothes on your back. No, there is no gift you possess that would be equal in value to my guidance. Well, all but one. And I am in desperate need of it. My people's existence relies upon it. I will accept your essence, your seed. Give me a child, continue my bloodline, and I will be your guide. What do you say? Will you give me a son in exchange for what you want? Do you accept my terms? Really? I wasn't expecting such an enthusiastic response. But don't be too eager. You are not supposed to enjoy this. And perhaps, after we are finished, you will know what it's like to have something taken from you. Now come close, mortal. Let me examine you. You are pleasing to me. Much more appealing than the barbarians I normally encounter. Of course, I am bare. I have no need for clothes. You're staring at me. And quite intensely, too. You said it yourself that I am beautiful. Does my body give you pleasure? We guardians resemble your kind, so I know you desire me. Look at me, mortal. Taller, stronger, more beautiful than any woman you've seen. None can resist a guardian's alluring yellow eyes, nor my long, silky, raven-colored hair. My large and heavy breasts sit high. They are practically in your face. Such soft and supple skin. They are simply flawless, aren't they? Move your gaze to my perfect, stiff nipples. They are so sensitive. Do you want to touch them? Taste them? As if I'd let you. Now it is your turn. You have observed my body. Now I demand to see yours. Remove your trousers. Your doublet, too. Don't be shy, mortal. I want to see all of you. You may have the character of a guardian, but your body, you are sorely lacking. Well, at least part of you is impressive. The only place that matters. The weight of your balls in my palm gives me great pleasure. They feel so full and virile. For a human, that is. No. This simply won't do. There is not enough here. It's pathetic. If you wish to breed with me, I require more seed than this. How can you expect to impregnate me with such a pitiful amount of seed? I was hoping I wouldn't have to do this, but I will make you make more. So much that I imagine your mount will be jealous. Do not be afraid, little man. I will use no magic, no spells. It is entirely natural and safe. In fact, I imagine you will enjoy this quite a bit. Funny, it seems you will taste them after all. Come, lie down with me. The forest floor is quite soft. Good. Now, position yourself on my thighs and I will support your head with my arm. You are a good listener. I appreciate that. Do you like what you see? It's all right. I won't strike your hands. You may touch them. They're soft, aren't they? So soft. That is enough, little one. I did not ask you to lie down with me just so you could grope my breasts. It is time for you to taste them, to prepare yourself for breeding. Suckle on them, mortal. Latch onto my nipple. Good, good. Suck on my breast. This is not so terrible, is it? It is pleasurable for me too. Can you feel my nipple harden? That is your doing. Use your tongue. Brush it back and forth over my nipple. Back and forth. Good. Do as I say. Massage the nub just like that. Not expecting milk, were you? Everything is fine, mortal. The milk is good for you, and it will be for me too. Do not unlatch. Keep suckling. Tastes heavenly, doesn't it? That is the milk of a guardian. It contains the great strength of my kind. Exactly what you need. My milk will change you, but only briefly. It will make your cock stiff and your balls heavy and full of seed. Seed that you will use to breed with me. My milk will give you the power of a guardian between your thighs. And what is this? Do you want me to touch you here? Of course you do. My, your cock has grown so large. The milk must be taking effect. So much fluid leaking from the tip, too. I need not worry about you going limp, but maybe I should stroke it, just to make sure. What do you think, little man? That's what I thought. Oh, just look at you, suckling so hungrily. Does your human mate not feed you her breast milk? That is unfortunate. It is obvious to me now why your race is so small. Our son won't be. He will feed from the same breast from which you are suckling. My milk will make him grow strong, powerful, mighty. He will be a fearsome warrior. The best. Shh, shh, shh. No more talking. Not with your mouth full. You have milk to drink. Oh, good. Keep sucking. Yes, mortal, moan for me. Moan into my breasts. Suckle and moan. Oh, that twitch. Oh, your cock is so sensitive. Am I going too quickly? Perhaps I should stroke you more slowly. Your seed is not ready to breed. Not yet. Oh. That's better. So much better. Nice and slow. Nice and slow. Drink my milk as I stroke your cock. Nice and slow. I know it is filling, but you are only halfway there. Switch to my other nipple. There is much milk left. Oh, your cock is so hard, mortal. You appear to be enjoying this almost too much. Such a mess you have made. Oh, I suppose I should thank you. Stroking your cock is simple work with so much fluid. Oh, enjoy it while you can, while I allow it. Oh. Are you close? I can feel your penis twitching again. Remember what I said? You cannot come just yet. Not until you have emptied my breasts. Oh, how difficult this must be for you. Suckling at my perfect breasts, drinking my delicious milk, having your aching cock stroked, and not being allowed to release your seed. Complete agony, I imagine. You are almost there. Almost done. Not much milk remains. So close, I know. Shall I stroke you faster? Can you handle it? Your cock is throbbing, and your balls. They look so heavy. You're on the edge. Do you want to come? Do you want to cover me in your seed? Do it. Come for me, mortal. Shoot it all over my breasts. Cover me in it. Release your seed. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Oh, it's everywhere. I'm impressed. Do you see what you have done? The power of my milk is real. No man could ever hope to cover my breasts as you have. Just look at it. It's so thick and sticky. Delicious. Perfect seed to breed me with. Mortal. Stop your suckling. You've had enough milk. It is time for us to breed. Sit up for me. I must stand. Thank you. Now, where did you leave your clothes? I must clean myself off. Oh, here they are. You don't mind, do you? It's your fault I'm covered. You do love to please, don't you? So submissive. You're not like other humans I've known throughout my life. You're obedient. Respectful, even. In times past, our people were on good terms. Surprising, I know. We would trade, fight our enemies together. Mate. I am happy we can once again be civil. You know, it's a lonely life in these woods all by myself. If you desire it, I may allow you to. Huh? What are you? Are you trying to mount me? That's almost endearing, but know your place, mortal. Truly, I admire your enthusiasm, but we will breed on my terms. Now, give me your ankles. Perfect. What is it? Have you never fucked like this before? I suppose not, considering I am the last, well, you know. My kind used to mate with yours like this for hundreds of generations. It's the perfect breeding position. The best. You'll soon understand why. My soft lips are so close to your cock. Can you feel the heat? The wetness dripping on the length of your shaft? Should I rub them on your aching cock? Do you want to feel me? You are still big and hard for me, and your balls are still full of seed. Do you wish to breed me? Feel how slick my pussy is. How easy would it be to just slip inside all the way to the base? Oh, you are throbbing. Do you want inside? Do you want me to start fucking you? You've been so good and obedient. Let me reward you. It's been too long since I have done this. I almost forgot what it felt like to be full once again, even by a human, is a pleasurable and familiar feeling. Is it as good for you? It must be. Since your cock is twitching, I can feel it throbbing with desire, aching with the need to squirt your seed. Oh, feel how tightly my pussy grips your cock, massaging it every time I thrust, every time I press my hips into you. Oh, we both need it. I can see it in your eyes. You want to impregnate me, don't you? And you will. You will breed me and give me a strong son. I am going to fuck you faster and harder now. Do you think you can handle it? Yeah. Would you enjoy that? Of course you would, you submissive little thing. Take it, human. Take the full strength of my hips slamming into yours. Don't try to move. Don't struggle. Let me do the work. I don't want to hurt you. Oh, you're doing great, my little mortal. You're staying so hard for me. Big and hard, while my pussy milks your cock, eager to drain those balls into my womb. Do you now understand why our ancestors fucked like this? The pleasure is unrivaled. I suppose it could be uncomfortable at first, but you'll become used to it. You're a good, obedient man. You'll learn how to be fucked, how to take it properly. Oh, I love fucking you and your cock like this. I am surprised how well you fit. Oh, it almost fills me completely. I am not hurting you, am I? Oh, you're just moaning again. My precious little mortal. Good. Oh, you're moaning so loud, too. I didn't know humans could be so vocal. Is it too intense? Do you want to shoot your seed? Yeah. Okay. Give in to the urge. Oh, yeah. Come for me. Give me your seed. Let my pussy drain you. I know you want it. Oh, not ready, are you? Fine. Just come whenever you want, then. Whenever you want. Do you want my breasts again? I know they're so enticing, bouncing over your face while I fuck you, especially when I lean over. Go ahead. Touch them again. Feel the warm skin of my breasts in your palms. Oh, they're so heavy. You need both hands just to hold one of them. It feels so good when you pinch my nipples. Roll my nipples between your fingers. Oh, good. Yeah, just like that. Pinch and roll. Oh. Feel my warm milk slide down your hands as you play with my nipples. Oh, don't waste my precious milk. Open up and squirt it in your mouth. Good. Pinch, squirt, drink. Drink my milk. Maintain your hardness. Look at me, mortal. Stop staring at my breasts and look at me. Look at me with those beautiful human eyes. Look at me as I fuck you. Why did our mothers and fathers go to war? Why fight when we can do this? This is our chance to make things right, to end our centuries of conflict. Give me your seed. Breed me. Give me a son. Let us come together as one man and guardian and end this needless conflict forever. I want you to come now. I command you, give me your seed. You promised to give it to me, to give me a child, a son, a future for my people. I need you to come for me. I need your seed. Come for me, mortal. Come inside of me. Breathe with me. Breathe the last guardian. Huh. Fill me with your seed. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I can still feel your cock pulsing, spurting your hot seed into my womb. You came so much for me, and so deep, just when I asked. Oh, it's like the old tales. Man and guardian, breeding, mating once again. You are not so bad, mortal. Maybe you are not as cruel as I initially thought. I must admit, I actually enjoy your presence. And I want you to stay. It was nothing. Mortal, there is one issue with our pact. We agreed that I will guide you once you have given me a child. And do I? Do I have a son now? And there lies the problem. You gave me your seed. I am not with child yet. We must mate again and again for days, weeks, months, if need be, until your seed takes. And when my belly starts to swell, then I will consider letting you leave. So get comfortable, my precious mortal. You have many days of milk drinking and breeding ahead of you. Be good for me, and I may allow you to give me more than just one child.